Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Tonight's guest, Aisha Sekhmet is not going to be here, but we have rescheduled. We had a scheduling conflict, but she will be back. Well, not back, but we will interview Ms. Sekhmet and get it going, but it'll be at a later date. So, sorry if you was looking forward to hearing Ms. Sekhmet on the airwaves tonight. Sorry to disappoint you, but we will have her on the show a little bit later on before the year is out. In the meantime, you still get to talk to little old me or listen to me or tune me out, whatever you want to do. I prefer you listen to me, though. And if you want, you can talk to me. 646-929-2037 is the number. Once again, the number is 646-929-2037. That is call-in number. If you want to email your questions, comments, concerns, you can email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, you can email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. Also, if you happen to be watching me, Smooth Drama TV, or you're in our Blog Talk chat room, you can post your questions and comments there, and I will definitely read them, because I like hearing from y'all. Y'all make the show go. Also, so that we can get our mutual stalking on, you can text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. That way you can keep up with what we got happening here at Smooth Drama, any special events, tickets we're giving away, you know, special promotions that we've done in the past. Once again, text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. That way you can stalk me and I can stalk you, because, you know, that's how we do. We got to get our stalk on. Oh, in the meantime, this has nothing to do with stalking, but hey, glory, hallelujah. Aid to the Gulf is coming in the form of $132 million. South Mississippi going to get some government aid. $132 million for housing repair in rehab, whatnot, for those who FEMA didn't assist, which is basically everybody. Well, I guess there are some people who got FEMA money, but we are talking about something that happened way back in 2005. But I guess better late than never. Better late than never, right? Yeah. Now, hopefully, this $132 million that they're supposed to be passing out is actually going to go to the people who need it, and not, you know, we always get all this money appropriated, but somehow the people who actually can use it and need it actually never get a fucking penny. Or they actually do get a penny. Like, that's going to help. Hopefully it'll go to the right hands. But I guess it's progress where you can get money to help 5-6 years later, as opposed to 5-6 days when you really needed it, I guess. money for guns. Anyway, why am I talking about that? That's not important. I should be talking about what's really important, like this is what everybody want to hear, right? Allegedly, Lil Wayne got into it with Drake. And I guess he punched him in the face, whatnot. And it's like, oh, everybody's all abuzz. Oh, my God, Lil Wayne and Drake got into a fight. Yeah, very important. So important that I don't even want to talk about it no more. Why did I even talk about it? I don't know. Anyway, speaking of things that ain't important, but which was classless, Harvard and Yale, you know those schools that have all those sadiddy uppity students somewhere up in the Northeast. Well, Harvard, I guess the Harvard student comedy news show called the Harvard Time, well, on Harvard Time, they did a video, which is supposed to be a parody video, which said, why did I choose Yale? And, you know, they went on to mock Yale admissions. But in it, in the video, they talked about something that happened last year. There was the Asian girl who got killed and was stuck in the research lab wall. And, you know, what I'm thinking, you know, for people who supposedly are upper class, classy, and supposedly the smartest and brightest, and the people who represent the future, they think people being killed and stuffed in walls is something that is fucking funny. What does that say about America's future if the so-called leaders of tomorrow think shit like that is funny? Not looking good. And speaking of not looking good, as you know, a lot of people talk about because we got the technology nowadays, people are smarter, and we got to get the computers in the classroom so the kids can learn and be smarter. And I contend that, no, computers don't make people smarter. It just allows more dumbass people access to technology. Case in point, there's a guy, I guess a TV personality, I've never heard of him, but I guess it don't really matter, Bill Nye. I'm sure he's never heard of me either. Bill Nye, who is known as the science guy, he was doing a presentation up at USC. Well, in the middle of his presentation, he passed out. Now, the funny thing about him passing out is that no one ran up to help him. They actually all pull out their mobile devices and start posting shit on their Twitter and Facebook and all this other shit. Now, I don't know about anybody. That shit is funny and appalling at the same time. The fact that you can pass out, someone can pass out and need some assistance, and these fools are posting shit on their Twitter like, oh my God, Bill Nye just passed out. Not running up to check, not calling 911. I got to update Twitter. See, this is what I'm talking about. Just because you got a computer don't make you smart. Just because you got the latest technology and you can touch the world, that just means more dumbass people can get in contact with each other. And stupid can rise up even quicker than it used to be. It used to be if you were stupid, it took you a while to get to other folks. Now, stupid can spread like wildfire. Another case in point, down in my hometown, New Orleans, there's a YouTube humorous comedy guy, Anthony Barr. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Barr, Barry, you never know. Anyway, he uses the YouTube handle Messy Maya. He was murdered down in the streets of New Orleans in the 7th Ward. As he was dying, people came seen and took to the internet and in real time, I mean, literally as he's dying, bleeding out, people are taking pictures. They even get close enough to, like, within inches of his cheek, taking close-up cell phone pictures while a man is dying. Technology at its finest. Now, I don't know about anybody else. I mean, it's a shame. I mean, they're posting the death photos, because that was the news. It wasn't the fact that somebody's hurt and, you know, needs some assistance. It was the fact that I gotta post this shit. I mean, you know, I post with the best of them. I posted my share of stupid shit on Twitter, Facebook, and anywhere else that shit goes. But I'd like to think that I'd have class enough not to post when someone's dying and I gotta get close enough to take a picture of the bloody cheeks, whatnot. I'm like, really? Is it that serious? Do you really need to get that post out? You broke the story. You're a historical reporter now. You know. That's what we're talking about. Human life is not important. Is getting them posts out. Y'all not making sense to me. And on that note, I am going to go to an oldie but goodie. When I ain't listen to in a minute here. This is The Bums, Brothers and the Madness, out of Oakland. Life in Time.
Nothing lasts forever, so I figure I better be forever for now. Stupid ass bitch.
Check out my itch, what? It's mad flavor that's saved for word life. On the streets you must be precise. The essence of the concrete jungle, where cash money is made by the bundle. Check out this kid with the fresh new gear. Boy, in the fact you climb but won't make it through the year. Thinking his life is bulletproof. Glocks are fully loaded, have his ass off the roof. But pass through loot, but things change for the better.
What?
Your pump knock just to get your shit together. Brothers surpass so many Turks for what it's wise. The top dollar bills on this planet Earth. Meet myself and I choose to format right, and survive through the city night. Old man Pop, son on the app for slanging yak. Bang, coming back. Many levels of boom, take your order. Niggas ain't fronting, they leave your dead ass on the corner. For what it's worth, I need to go get mine. Grind a fat sack and I'll be fine. Pumping my niggas instant death when you hear me. Bonafide to rhyme live all through this whole city. No need for hot to bummer, keep you on nod. I represent Cali and that shit ain't nine. Put my beats locked down, you keep a smile, not a frown. You know me, I know you too from Sherman's old school ground. Peace, see you later. I think I left my mark. Oakland's my one true love, but yo, it's getting dark.
The hustlers is out to get yours. On the street dwelling, crack selling entrepreneurs. The ballers that survived the C95. And all the players are down to keep it live.
It's Mystic on the mic representing the West. Was representing the craft, womanhood at its best. So simply 20 years young with a gift of tongue. These niggas supremely sprung when my dick gets swung. When have been the rapture of an unequivocal sister. My nature is a capture. Laughter as the math cast days down my lyrical blade. I don't need to be saved. Can't take the life is rough enough to cut a sister in chains. So I be keto on the regular just to keep me sane. It's straining me, staining me. What does it be like?
Damn, you so cold.
They never fail to feel the pain in me. Dangerously close to the edge. Lot of mercy. Where the tangled web. Still my niggas say that it will be fine. Just let your light shine. Let your light shine. Divine across the nation. Matter of fact, fuck that. I got worldly expectations. No bother business of my mental with stress. Signing off a finesse. The rule got from the west.
This is the hustle. The hustlers is out to get yours. On the street dwelling, crack selling entrepreneurs. The ballers that survived the C95. And all the players are down to keep it live. This goes out to all the hustlers that's out to get yours. On the street dwelling, crack selling entrepreneurs. The ballers that survived the C95. And all the players are down to keep it live.
Breaking the style, there's a flagrant foul. Let's chill for a while. But in the end, it comes back some days away somehow. Playing both sides like a double-edged knife. I get just watched like a bug on the windshield of life. This goes out to all the 70s kids who didn't die from SIDS. Only to spend a lifetime doing bits. Some wither away on the street corners gambling. But I be stacking loot for my daughter that is rambling. Never claim to be the baddest, but the murder on the flow. Keep my financial status on the down low. So riches don't know we're from broke or clocking dough. Living small with large dreams was my theme for 94. Wrap my life without my child and wife, I couldn't go the distance. So fuck welfare and general assistance. Fuck 5-0 and getting sore from my defenses. And fuck them motherfuckers that's threatened by my existence. My mental provides strength to make the weak shiver. A full-time black man, part-time,
this goes out to all the hustlers that's out to get yours. On the street dwelling, crack selling entrepreneurs. The ballers that survived the C95. And all the players are down to keep it live, live.
Your host Dick Hugger. Of course, I want to hear from you. So, call number 646-929-2037. Once again, call number is 646-929-2037. That was my oldie but goodie. I love the oldies but goodies. That was the Bums out of Oakland, the Brothers Under Madness. Name of the song? Life and Time. These are our life and times right now. Speaking of that, there's the show. I'm sure some of you are familiar with it. I've never watched it. Dancing with the Stars. There's a Wisconsin man who, yes, he watches it. And he's very, very serious about Dancing with the Stars. So serious that when Bristol Palin, that's her name, you know, that woman that was trying to be Vice President of the United States, the beauty contest winner, you know, that lady, her daughter, I'm not going to say her name, y'all know her name. Some of y'all vote for her because you think she's smart, even though she can't even read off a cue card, right? But we're not going to go there. Bristol Palin was voted on to continue for another week on Dancing with the Stars. Well, it's this 67-year-old gentleman was so pissed that he blasted his television with a shotgun, which, of course, led to, well, not of course, but I guess it led to an overnight standoff with a SWAT team. I'm just like, homie, you didn't like the results, just you got a remote control. Just change the channel. You shot your TV. I mean, I understand you may not like Bristol Palin's mama, but shit, to blow your own TV away? I mean, this is where you're talking about that outrageous shit that people do. That don't make sense to me, because I'm sorry, I don't like somebody. I'm just changing the channel. I hate the show. I mean, cable, we got 988,000 channels. Pick another one. I would not let Bristol Palin ruin my entertainment at the crib. I mean, I'm sorry. And the fact that he had an overnight, I mean, I guess he's lucky that he's a rural man out of Wisconsin, because if he would have been an inner city man from any damn where else, I don't think both of them in the context of what we're talking about make no sense whatsoever. You shot your own TV for somebody that you don't even know because you don't think she's a good dancer? Crazy. Just a little bit. And you go ahead and confound that. You got the stand, and now you 60-something years old. You talking about going to jail over Bristol Palin? You going to let Bristol Palin get you locked up? Shit. I'm sorry. It's not happening on my end. Anyway, we're going to move on from there and talk about this Jedi mind trick shit that's going on. I mean, we all know everybody talks about the endangered black man. Black man's an endangered species. You know, all these, every year we get a new report about, you know, black men, black boys, you know, more boys in jail than college. You know, not doing good in school, got no fathers, blah, 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 blah. Now they come off where they're saying black boys are worse off in school than previously thought. Like, okay, I'm kind of tired of hearing about it. And like I said, it's like the Jedi mind trick, because you just keep saying, oh, they're doing bad. They're just doing bad. And so folks are like, yeah, they're doing bad. And it's like one of them blasé things, and where the kids think, oh, bad is cool. We get that recognition for being stupid. And that's what it seems like to me when you talk about we got all these folks and it's all we focus on, look, black boys, they're doing bad in school. Well, look, all right. You know, and then they start throwing out most statistics, 12% of black kids in fourth grade are proficient in reading compared with 38% of white boys. And I'm like, well, okay, 12% on one end, 38% on the other. If I'm not mistaken, 38% mean there's 62% that ain't good. And, I mean, obviously, they're 88% that aren't good. They're still abysmal numbers. You know, the whole, we gonna focus on, and that perpetuates that stereotype, and that perpetuates that feeling of hopelessness. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that it shouldn't be talked about and discussed, but the sensational articles and, oh, what are we gonna do? Poor little black boys. It seems to me, if we want to talk about the comparison of statistics, it's just poor little boys. They all not learning. 38% ain't much better. I mean, would it be better to say, oh, well, black boys are equal with white boys at 38%? And that's good? No. 38% ain't good. Don't focus on that. I mean, I'm sure that the parents of those white 62% ain't happy. I wouldn't be happy. I'm not happy about the reported 12%. But I wouldn't be happy about the 38%. Only 38% of the kids are proficient at reading. That's not good. So, you know, I take a lot of this shit with salt, grains of salt, and just stop with it. Stop with the Jedi mind tricks, because it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You keep telling people that they're going to be stupid, and they believe that they're stupid. It's kind of how it works. You know, you stupid, you stupid, you stupid. I'm stupid? Really, I'm stupid? Damn, I'm stupid. Yeah, act that out. I'm stupid. That's kind of how it works. You know, because unless your parents say it, you know, because kids do exactly the exact opposite of what their parents. In this case, unfortunately, society labels you something, and kids line up like society, which is the reason why, you know, you got society says that you should be killing each other over the gold and diamonds, because gold and diamonds and platinum is what's in, when that shit is just shiny rocks. Talked about it before. And it's the same thing. What should you value? Should you value education? I'm guessing that if you pressed valuing education, you made education a real focus, like you make gold, diamonds, platinum, spinning rims, and all that other bullshit. Perception is reality. It's kind of how it goes. Whatever you glorify, kids gonna follow. It's like that whole Pied Piper with the mice. Only the mice is your kids. Not a good thing. You know, not a case in point. There's a father who in the Detroit area, he sued the Detroit area school district, claiming that his daughter was racially harassed by fifth grade teachers reading aloud from a book about slavery. You know, and it goes on to say the suit claims that Jayla Petrie's teacher at Margaret Black Elementary School read excerpts from Julius Lester's From Slave Ship to Freedom Road that contain racial epithets and racist characterizations. And I read this, and I'm like, you suing me? I mean, you suing because your daughter heard about slavery in school when she should have heard about her history from you in the first place? I mean, slavery happened. You should be able to talk about it, but you should also have some knowledge yourself where you talk about what happened before slavery. You know, you talk about a rich history before and after, and the perseverance of a system that was set up to keep you dumb, deaf, and blind. But instead, you know, you suing the school system over a fucking book that shouldn't even register. Y'all should sit down like a father should, talk to his kid and say, hey, yeah, that happened. But this happened also. And you can talk about a rich history, Kemetic peoples in what they call Africa, which was Kemet back in the day. You can talk about stuff like that. But, I mean, obviously you have to research it. Instead of going through all this with, oh, my kid reads, heard some excerpts from a book about slavery. I mean, is that what the energy is all about? You know, put that out there. Doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? I don't think it makes sense. Talk to your kid about your history. The deep, long history. You can talk about it. Don't be afraid. I mean, folks act like they're afraid to talk about real shit. You can't talk about real shit to your kids. Who you gonna talk to about it? You ain't not gonna get nothing suing damn school. Is there $5 in Detroit? Detroit probably ain't got $5 to their name. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but I'm just saying. And over a book, and you know, just piggybacking on that, read an article where Russell Simmons says it's all y'all fault that rappers are in jail. Rappers are in jail because you, the consumer, glorified that behavior, and so they act it out to please you. I thought it was funny, interesting take, but at the same time, I'm reminded of an old Gangstar song, Just to Get a Rep. Guru saying, hey, why you out blaming society? He's got his eye on the gold chain that the next man's wearing. Just saying. You know, I don't think it's my fault that T.I. had syrup in his car and weed and was trying to roll down the street after just getting out of jail with illegal shit in the car with him. I got nothing to do with consumer. I don't think it had anything to do with anybody who bought any of his albums. I'm going to take a wild stab at it. I mean, that's that whole trying to throw that crutch out there. There's no crutch. Hey, people make stupid decisions. Now, you have a choice to wisen up and understand that shit is illegal and don't do it so you don't get locked up. Kind of happens that way. Makes sense to me. I'm not going to let a rapper get off because they, oh, well, you know, I was just trying to live up to what's out there, and I got caught up in the image. If you're dumb enough to try to be caught up in that image, that's you. I just can't condone it. I'm not gonna. I mean, because that falls into that argument where people are saying that their rap music influenced folks to do bad shit. It's like the same thing. You know, you're saying that a movie can make me want to kill somebody. No. I can watch millions of horror, slasher, I'm going to kill somebody flicks, and I'm not trying to kill nobody. Because it's wrong. Period. I'm not hearing it. If you a weak-willed motherfucker and you can be influenced by art, then that's your weak ass. That's it. You know? I mean, what's out there. There's negative and there's positive out there. You have the choice to grab it. Obviously, some of y'all are dumb enough to grab the negative shit. I can't buy it. I'm not feeling it. And on that note, we gonna take a little break here. We're going to go into a song of our guest. Well, I guess for later on was going to be for tonight. This is Aisha Sekhmet, Intent to Distribute.
Yo, enemy, vile. I continue with an intent to distribute. Nothing defends you but an AK at his temple. Yo, enemy, vile.
Find those pimp for wager. Niggas rob in Decatur. Chicago walked all beta. They bleeding something major. I just come to warn ya up that's around the corner. And you look what we have here. Intent to strip you. Find those pimp for wager. Niggas rob in Decatur. Chicago walked all beta. They bleeding something major. I just come to warn ya up that's around the corner. Hey, look what we have here. Evening news, niggas die. Bullets down the barrel fly. If we smell a stench, a toasted cracker, Jim Crow law apply. Smash the liberty bitch and seize her grip on a blue flame torch then. Symbolizing immigration of pasty wicked Martians. Eastern seaboard harbor, wicked Dutch and Italian. Bringing bestiality and herpes sores by the millions. Hollering, they getting sovereign. A paper worm to bait you in. Fuck the blue coat of silence. May your highness lose his life for sin. It's voodoo. What is that wish to all heirs of blood money? Cursing corporations that's living off of the back of slave money. Soldier boy Lil Wayne, L.A. Kanye looking white boy funny. Idolizing a prison culture, get your dick and ass money. Honey, 322 223, twisted numerology. Of a snake with a chip in the spine of your head, give your birth, but you ain't honor me. We lose cause we sang the tempo. The animal's courts are derelict. They die because they forget. My alpha at the dope step. Carlos Bento Wager, niggas drop in Decatur. Chicago walked all beta. They bleeding something major. I just come to warn ya up that's around the corner. And you look what we have here. Intent to strip you. Carlos Bento Wager, niggas drop in Decatur. Chicago walked all beta. They bleeding something major. I just come to warn ya up that's around the corner. Hey, they look what we have here. December agenda, but the king can't remember. I'ma plot the subject snitch and pass out pussy for dinner. Who has sent her? We shall play Viet Cong and Bush. Prepare for free throw and your breed mode on the seat he called Kush. Born black voodoo, New Orleans, segment of knives in a harlot. Forever stabbing, so she grabbing, leave them dearly departed. You can't wear these gatos, I'm non-compliant pronto. Bringing you a grim reaper sword like Leopold in the Congo, ho.
Then the black man will think like a black man.
Then I sit unto thee as a receipt back from the feed. Not all SS or YouTube maps, but a Akashic brought nigh to me. Some niggas live to read and trade off fiction rhetoric line. The black man prone position on the beat is difficult to find. Nothing done in dark, still hot from light, we hear you knocking. Sitting, learning, a home on the throne of the chosen ones, we clocking. Third eye scope it, hope it. You wanna be the one to save us? Fuck enemy nations, your mammy made you a mutt by nature. Hater. Hollow spin for wager, niggas drop in the cage. Chicago walked all beta. They bleeding something major. I just come to warn ya of that's around the corner. And you look what we have here. Intent to strip you. Hollow spin for wager. Niggas rock in Decatur. Chicago walked all beta. They bleeding something major. I just come to warn ya of that's around the corner. Haiti, look what we have here. Haiti, look.
The Illuminati comes in all shades of ashy. Black faces, traitors to racists. We cry for Africa. Black people killed in Katrina. We cry for Haiti. Always look for a vote to help them. Learn from Malcolm.
And this type of black thinking will cause all black people to stick together. And this type of thinking also will bring an end to the brutality inflicted upon black people by white people. And it is the only thing that will bring an end to it. No federal court, state court, or city court will bring an end to it. It's something that the black man has to bring an end to himself.
Together you got drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. That was Intent to Distribute, Aisha Sekhmet. Yeah. Oh, man. Now, you know, we talk about discrimination. You know, there's all kinds of discriminations out there, I guess. I read a funny story about this woman, Amy Erin Blakely, who is suing the Devereaux Foundation with a large breast lawsuit. She's saying, and she may be the first in American history, that she was discriminated against because she had big breasts. Now, normally it's the exact opposite. You know, it's the sexual harassment or because you're not attractive, you kind of get, you know, you get fired or you don't get a raise or you don't get a job promotion. Well, she's saying that she was subjected to sexist and derogatory remarks. And I'm not putting it down, but I mean, normally, and I know it's a sexist way of looking at it, but normally when you look good and you have features that turn the corporate male into a mouth watering buffoon, you kind of do well. I guess she says she refuses to be a victim, and she don't want to be judged on her look and the size of her breasts. I guess because she looked too good, you know, people were looking at her, and guys were looking at her and wanting to sit next to her. And then she came out and said that someone in management said that they commented on how large her breasts were and that she needed to hide them. She learned that her nickname around the office was Big Titty Baby. She learned that someone in management wanted to sit next to her so he can look at her big titties. He said he loves big titties. And that she was told that a high-level executive asked to play tennis with her so that he can watch her in her tennis skirt and see her big titties bouncing around. And she also said she was told that you should wear loose-fitting clothes or try to hide your breasts because they are too distracting. Yeah. As women go in the workplace, I mean, we know these things are serious. As far as women in the workplace go, it's one of those things that's kind of common. I don't know how far she gonna get with that lawsuit. Obviously, yeah, I guess there was some sexual harassment, but I didn't see nothing where it showed where she was denied promotion or anything like that. You know, I don't know. As someone who's worked in the corporate world, you know, it's one of those things. As a black man, we hear the whole I remember being called stud, and people assume that you're athletic, whatnot. It's one of those things. Comes with the territory. I mean, that's the case. Man, be a lot of people suing. I remember I used to, at first, in my younger days, be irritated when I get in the elevator and everybody clutch their purse. Like, I make more than your broke ass. I don't want to steal your purse. Probably got like $2 and a whole bunch of shit in your purse that I wouldn't want anyway. But you get over it. You don't pay it any mind. I mean, that kind of shit, you can't. And that's another thing, like referring to what I was talking to earlier. I mean, silly shit like that, hey, let that shit go. It's not even worth it. You know? Now, in another situation, you know, one of my favorite, anybody who's listened to me know that Jesse Jackson is one of my favorite people. Not, I guess Soledad O'Brien of CNN had a issue with him when he was talking about, you know, how he goes off on his rants, how we need this, black people need this, black people need that. We need more anchors on CNN, more black anchors, because they don't have any. And he says this to Soledad O'Brien, who actually is a black woman. And, you know, people go with the, oh, well, she's mixed, that whole half-breed, all that old ignorant talk. But as the Jungle's brother said way back in, was it 88, 89? Black is black is black is black. Doesn't matter. And so she was kind of upset that he would continually refer to a bunch of, he made a lot of references that there are no black anchors, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, I don't count. Jesse Jackson. Still here. Why? I don't know. I hope, hope that he would disappear. He go eat some bacon somewhere. Just go somewhere. Just stop doing stupid shit in the public. I mean, obviously, I can't say it enough that he obviously is a tool of the establishment, because he keeps saying and doing stupid shit, but he never goes away. Never, ever. I mean, you think all the scandals he's been involved with. I mean, remember the whole during Obama, when he was trying to be elected, and the whole I want to cut his balls off, and then he's the first one to be seen on camera crying and shit when Obama was elected. And, I was asked the question, you think that he was crying because there's a black president, or whether or not he didn't get it? I always thought, yeah, it's because his ass didn't get it. But that's just me. I'm a hater when it comes to Jesse Jackson. I don't care who knows it. It don't matter. Hater, 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 hater. I'm drinking the Jesse Jackson haterade forever in the day. I'm gonna get off that. I'm not even gonna go. I'm gonna lighten up the mood here. I'm gonna go to my boys HISD. Come out and play, because I can't have all this hate in my heart. So I gotta let some hip hop cleanse my soul.
Education and opportunity are here for the asking. Education and opportunity are here for the asking. And Houston rewards those who work. Houston is holding on to the traditions while welcoming the new. We're looking forward to tomorrow. And we're ready to fly. 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 Fly.
Let them hear this. Drive block to block, it's loud enough. The people on the street nod to the rock. Keep the windows down, surround like an intercom. Spit with a megaphone, glide over CD-ROM. Standing on top of savvy Yukon, wheels roll the ground. They come out of households like, what's that sound? 18s in the back, groundbreaking the track that kick like hacky sack. We cruise with jewels through the hood of neighbors. On the roof, rapping for your vote like the mayor. Bill White on the mic, I kill right player. Murder since gold friends and light bright player. Losing my balance, we hit the corner fast, pinky. ISD, my dogs like Winky Dinky. Subway feet, the Hollywood hustle. Chase down the street, trying to catch a peak of the heat. Come out and play, come out and play. Ride all day.
Come out and play. All my people. inside my mind. Peace of mind is on the fine, but peace of mind stay on the grind. Speak your grind, speak your street. Speak the blasting week to week. The trees beat plows off. Wind blowing big hawk, big pokey, big mo. Driving fast, moving slow. Slow it down, volume down. Hello hood, look around. See them playing, see them serving, see them swerving, see them urban, see them bourbon. I am deep, music, magic as an urban. Worthy to assist, man, tap, hit the freaking fast. L was a strap, damn, almost hit the freaking dash. Flash, flashing pictures of the hood till it's nothing left. Peace, bitch, nigga, phone rhymes till they out of breath. Out of plots, out of plans, out of land, I be goddamn. Hood is looking native to the south side of African. Take it back to Rebel Tracks, come on, play this song for that. I is the intent to say the weekends with your back.
Come
back
out and play. All my people say, turn the volume up, cause it's loud enough.
What?
Turn the volume up, it ain't loud enough. Come out and play, ride all day, ride all day.
Damn, Scotty, why you spit it so atrocious? We in that FOPO, F around and get us posted. Popo's laying low in the cut to revoke this. Grand spit audio, they looking for the dopeness. It's my third strike, I'm going down and they know this. Logo on the ride, peace of mind, where it's soldier. And they popped up quick, handcuffs to the wrist, mashed up on my fist. Now the people looking on from the streets getting pissed. Like, what the cuff is this? One grabbed the megaphone, then he raised up his fist. It's looking like a public enemy rallying in Brooklyn. Thinking to myself, what the hell got in the Houston. Doors coming open, windows getting broken. People rising up in the south and they spoken. The district, we want justice. The district, load up the buses.
The district, we want justice. The district, come out and play.
Good afternoon, America. This is Bobby McSnuggle, and we're live at the scene of the weekend rally. So far, there's been a sequence of events to take place here. I'm not sure what the outcome is going to be. The people are screaming, the weekend is near. We want justice. We want justice. There's been bloodshed and hostage standoffs. We will continue to give you worldwide coverage of this horrific event. From all of us here at HISD News, I'm Bobby McSnuggle reporting to you live. To all you guys out there in TV Land, can't play the rap bars till you stop playing the sample.
That was HISD, Come Out and Play, off their new album, The Weeknd. Check it out. Anyway, oh man, Flavor Flav is back, y'all. As Flavor Flav is coming out with his own new alcohol and fried chicken line. he's coming out. He's going to call it the LaFlav Spirits. He's going to have cherry vodka, a berry vodka, an olive vodka, a sweet tea vodka, a bubblegum vodka, and grape vodka. And he's going to have his LaFlav Cognac, Chateau LaFlav, and he's going to come out with FFC, Flav's Fried Chicken. I know we all going to be in line for that one. So y'all be looking out for all that Flavor Flav vodka, the Flav cognac, and FFC. Huh? Don't hate. You might get a job. Creating jobs in the community by selling cognac and bubbly and all kinds of different flavors of vodka. I mean, for me, I you know, there's some folks who was negative toward it. I'm like, well, you're not negative toward absolute. Why would you be negative toward plays? It's all the same, right? Doesn't matter who sells the pool. Now, I read that a memo saying, you know, they created a safe haven for the Nazis here, despite all the things that they did. Even though they knew about their past, they granted them entry here after World War II. Which it's not really, well, it shouldn't be that big of a surprise to most people here. In the fact that Ford and a few other American luminaries so happened to be outright supporters anyway. So the United States showing the Nazis love, it's not really a big deal, I guess. And it depends on who you talk to. But it's not really shocking that they put out the report now. Not that anybody cares about the news or anything important like that, right? Oh, I mean, even if it is, it's not really important now, is it? I don't think so. It's over and done with. It wasn't like Jim Crow was over with anyway. But I digress. And for my Cherokee homies, I actually knew a Cherokee Indian. Big shout out to Mary Alice. She ain't listening, but big shout out to her anyway. The United States apologized to the Cherokees. Yay. They apologized for the Trail of Tears, to the Civil War, all that. Hey, sorry. Heartfelt. Group hug, everybody. Give me some. I know. That's not important either. The most important thing, and this is really important, coming from my my favorite place to be, Florida. Big shout out to Florida. Y'all don't know, Tiger Woods got his new $50 million bachelor pad, whatever you want to call it. Tiger Woods got it ready. So single women all across the United States, cha-ching time, you got a chance at that lotto. So if you look in the score with Tiger, you got your opportunity. You got his new pad. You know, you can go on and get you some, or try to get you some. Just don't sign the prenup. Or if you're going to sign a prenup like his ex did and make sure you get 70, 80 million. But that's the most important thing going right now, right? Tiger Woods and his new pad. Everything else, quite absurd. And on that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. And yeah, to my blogger, Chocolate. Yeah, he is infinitely happier. His game has suffered, but I guess he's happier. Because he's still a millionaire. On that note, I want to thank everybody for listening in. And I will holler at you. Y'all have a good night. I'm Big Hugger, and I'm out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.